Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, it had to end at some point. The Avalanche 9-game winning streak does end with a 2-1 loss to Les Habitants, the Montreal Canadiens. Jared Bednar on, what went on in, okay, I just had it. Where'd that go?
Oh, my gosh.
Where did that go?
Oh, my gosh.
Johnny! Where'd it go?
You go from 12 to 2.
So I got it. Jared Bednar, these type of things happen.
We've had been on a pretty good run here lately, big emotional game. It's not, I mean, it can happen, right? You just don't have it every single night, but it's still frustrating.
Why does that happen? We say it so casually. We say it so easy. Hey, it's going to happen. But could have happened when you had won 7 in a row, but yeah. You went on 1-8 in a row. Could have happened when you had won 8 in a row. Why now? Why you probably, does that
you,
pop
you,
up?
You probably should have known after coming back from a 4-0 deficit to win a game.
Okay.
The energy that is expended in that particular game, you know, and the almost the exhale of doing that. You score in the first what? Inside the first minute, and then they come right back 10 seconds later. They're still announcing the goal. You know how they're now from so-and-so to so-and-so, scored by McKinnon, you know.
Woo!
Yeah. And so they're still announcing all the, you know, the 14 assists and
there's only
how
two.
Many ounces of water the goalie had to drink afterwards. They're still making all those announcements.
A lot of ounces.
Right. When Les Habitants come right back and score 10 seconds later off the faceoff. So, you probably could have expected it somewhat of a letdown. Although, like I said, you know, they got a lot of shots on goal. That easily could have been a 4-1 win if those they got good shots. A couple of posts, ding, ding. So anyhow.
Yeah, the Avs were talking after the game about how Montreal very active, blocking a lot of shots as well.
So, block 20.
Yeah.
Got down, blocked 20 shots.
So territorially speaking, you know, the Avs controlled the game. But, hey, that's hockey. Cale Makar says there are lessons to be learned.
In terms of, I think, adapting to what they're throwing at us, I think for us as a team, we're trying to be too cute at times. And I think simplicity is usually always the answer. That's how you start generating opportunities, especially from the defensive end and then offensive end. I mean, they block a lot of shots, but at the end of the day, we got to find a way to get around that, whether it's shooting wide or whatnot. So I think for us, it's a lesson we have to be able to simplify. And,
Well, it only becomes an issue if it becomes a pattern. And we'll give this team, which has been playing so well since the trade deadline, give them the benefit of the doubt that they'll bounce back. And if they don't, well, then we can start talking about it. But there's a reason why winning streaks don't go on forever. And typically when they end, they end in games that look like last night.
By the way, I love his answer about usually the answer is simplicity.
What you call it? Small up, simple down?
Small up, simple down. It's always been a theory of mine is do what we do because we've executed it so many times. That's why identity is so important. Let's just do what we do. Forget about them. Let's make this about us. And I love that answer about just, hey, simple it down, man.
Next on the Morning Brew, Sean Payton. Maybe you find this answer a bit surprising on moving on from Jerry Jeudy.
I'm excited for him and his opportunity. He and I think, had a pretty close relationship. Obviously, he was able to get a new contract. And so, you know, as coaches, you want to see that for your players.
Okay, let's play a game of what did he say and what does he mean? Because he, throughout the season, he was always sort of, I never really got the sense that he was coming down hard on Jeudy. Mm-hmm. Nice words right there.
Sure.
So does he really like Jerry Jeudy? And if so,
if he really like
why'd they trade him?
If he really liked Jerry Jeudy would be here. said the same thing about, you know, like George Payton about Russ. Worked hard, did all the, you know. Listen, Jerry Jeudy is an exceptional talent. Exceptional talent. He's not here. Why?
Why is he not here? Why is he not here?
You gave away an exceptional talent for a fifth and sixth rounder.
Why is he not here? I would argue that the contract he got from Cleveland might be where I would start. That if he was going to be in line to command that kind of money, then that, I think, is probably the biggest reason to move on from him.
But you would certainly, if the guy is a superstar player, you certainly would pay that superstar.
True.
Although that the new details of that contract, you know where it said $41 million is guaranteed?
Mm-hmm.
The new details of that contract, now it's more like $28 million is totally guaranteed.
Poor guy.
But still, I mean, if he was all that, why would you let him go for a fifth and sixth rounder? Because, again, it's culture. It's building, you know, a football team. It's building through football players. And obviously, that was a guy that they felt like they could move on from.
Next on the Morning Brew, George Payton, fresh off his evaluation of Russell Wilson. How best to evaluate these QBs coming out of college?
Yeah, I mean, you can evaluate the talent. You can evaluate the arm strength, the feet, the athletic ability, the mobility, by second chances, off schedule, all that stuff you see on tape. It's the ability to process, you know, which we've talked about. You know, process a lot of information in a short time and make the best decisions. That's the thing we're all searching for.
Boy, if you need any more evidence that George is clearly working for Sean, not only is he reading right from the Sean playbook, he even did the finger snap.
Yeah.
Just like Sean did
that's
at the
right.
combine, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean's like, I want quarterbacks that react like this, not...
Yeah.
And now George is doing the finger snapping.
Right. Well, George, I mean, you know what? You can learn from your mistakes. Processing, you know, he talked about arm strength and arm talent and athleticism and foot, you know, foot movement and all that kind of stuff. But now it comes down to processing. And, you know, the last guy that you gave a big contract to didn't process well enough. You've learned.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.
Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.